continue it. And now they were in number one crematorium, this father and son. Once again, I was struck by the horrible irony of the situation. I, a Jewish doctor, had to examine them with exact clinical methods before they died, and then perform the dissection on their still warm bodies. So shaken was I by the situation, about which I was powerless to do anything at all, that I suddenly felt myself spinning close to the edge of madness. By whose will had such evil, such a succession of horrors been made to descend upon our wretched people? Could this be the will of God? No, I could not believe that. By an immense effort of self-control, I got hold of myself and examined the boy. On his right foot, I noticed a congenital deformity. Some of the muscles were lacking. The medical term used to describe this deformity is hypomyelia. I could see that extremely expert hands had practiced several operations on him. But as a result, one foot was shorter than the other. With a bandage and orthopedic socks, however, he could walk perfectly well. I saw no other deformity to be indicated. I asked them if they wanted something to eat. "We haven't had anything to eat for some time," they told me. I called a man from the Sonderkommando and had some food brought for them. A plate of stewed beef and macaroni. A dish not to be found outside the confines of the Sonderkommando. They began to eat ravenously, unaware that this was their last supper. Scarcely half an hour later, Oberscharführer Musfeld appeared with four Sonderkommando men. They took the two prisoners into the furnace room and had them undressed. Then the Ober's revolver cracked twice. Father and son were stretched out on the concrete, covered with blood, dead. Oberscharführer Musfeld had faithfully executed Dr. Mengele's orders. Now it was my turn again. The two bodies were brought back into the dissecting room. So sickened was I by what had just happened that I entrusted the dissection to my associates and confined myself to recording the data. The dissection revealed nothing more than I had previously ascertained in my in vivo examination. The cases were banal, but could nevertheless very easily be utilized as propaganda in support of the Third Reich's theory concerning the degeneracy of the Jewish race. And my interjection. Here again, that play, straight out of Plato's book, this one a gift from Uncle Critias, which they repeat with each generation, and the one exposed by Martin Bernal, just one of the biggest fabrications, the myth of ancient Greek civilization. Rule requires its legitimating ideology, and within it, supremacy will ever be mated with degeneracy. How else justify condemning any among us to degraded lives? They have plans for Mother Africa, and we cannot let it happen. Until next week, peace.